Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Let God's peace rule. Don't allow conflict to arise. Let's let His peace dictate the relationships that we have and their character. But I remember hearing people preach about this over the years. And it's almost like the sense of the Greek there is, let the peace of God be the umpire. You know, in baseball, you got an umpire to call balls and strikes. And he's the one who, you know, gets the last word, presumably. But you know, we need an umpire in life. You know, many times we are gauging our spiritual lives by things that we have imagined. We can look at our performance in an external way and just be like the Pharisees and think we're just great and don't realize that we have problems in here. My standing, my spiritual success as a Christian is not based upon the stuff I do. I could be here, I could play the piano, I could get up in the morning and read my scriptures and still have a major problem in here. We need something other than what we, you know, what we think. And I'll tell you, we need the peace of God. If there's something other than this peace that is the dominant characteristic of your heart right now and mine, is that coming from the Lord? Is that what He wants? See, that's a pretty good indicator. And I'm not talking about some emotion that, you know, makes icicles run up and down our spine. I'm not talking about that kind of a thing. That's the problem. We gauge our spiritual health by our feelings. And many times the Lord will let you go through a place where you can't feel a thing. And that's because He doesn't want us to live by feelings, but by faith. We know that. But you know, there can be a peace that even reigns, even when we don't have the emotions that we would like to have. We may not feel, oh God, I feel the billows of Your love rolling over me. I'm just in a state of euphoria here. This is great. That's not the average Christian life. You may experience that sometime in your life, but that's not what we go for. We don't come in here and try to work that up. We need a confidence. We need a conviction in the depths of our souls that will carry us through those times. But I'll tell you, there's one thing that we can look to. God will give us a peace when we make the choice to say, God, I trust You. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee because he trusteth in You. And it's the will, trust is a willingness to hand off the burden and realize it's not my burden anymore. It's His. And think about the awesome promise that He gives us here. The peace of God, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. This is, you can't account for this in human society. This is way beyond. Makes no sense to people. But it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, the picture there is of a compound where someone lives, but they've got a security guard around them. They got somebody out there that is aware of enemies that might come in, and they're right there to challenge them and say, no, you can't get in here. That's almost what I felt like I experienced so many years ago. It just felt like I was standing there and I could even look near me and see what was going on, but it just wasn't touching me. And I realized we don't necessarily look to live with those sensations all the time, but I'll tell you, God wants to bring you and me nearer and nearer to that, to where today we can recognize when when trouble comes. We can recognize when things would come that would impose stress and fear and add to our burdens. What do we do? Do we actually believe that He cares? Do we actually believe that we can hand the burden off and then step back and say, okay, Lord, now what? I'm free because You've taken this off of me. I don't have to worry about this anymore. If it's strength to do what I need to do, Lord, I'm believing You. I have a confidence in Your promise that You are with me. You are able to lead me, even from this deep pit that I may find myself in. It may be a pit of my own making. I don't know. But there is a God who can take us if we will commit our whole being into His hands. Recognize that He made us for Himself. He designed you and me to be in such a relationship with Him that we don't carry the burdens of the world. He carries them. And when He hands us something to do, like He did His Son throughout His life, He would do that, but He wouldn't carry yesterday's burden with Him. He would just, all right, what's next, Lord? And that's kind of what I experienced with that argument that Lord helped me to stop. I mean, it wasn't like I was even thinking about anything else. I had no burdens. I felt a freedom that I can't describe. And so the only thing I had to worry about was just, Lord, help me to say the right thing and have a right spirit. Wouldn't that be awesome if God would bring us further along in this area, that we experienced more of what He's talking about here? Couldn't we be an instrument of peace? Wouldn't the Lord's Spirit flow through us and actually begin to affect our surroundings? And suppose we act, you know, we were that kind of a person, and somebody out here, they just chose to be angry anyway. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to just to put that in the Lord's hands and say, well, I don't have to be angry just because You are. The Lord set me free from that. I don't have to do that. It's a lot to think about, isn't it? This is not new truth, but it's truth that is needed. Every one of you is carrying burdens today. I don't care. I would be amazed if there's one. I hope there are people that have learned this in greater measure than I have. But I guarantee everybody here is carrying something today. Whether it's your past or anxiety about the future or the pressure of your life. And God wants you to hand off everything. And it's a continual thing. Where Jesus didn't carry the burden around for half a day and say, okay, I'm tired, I'm going to hand this off to You. It was instant. There was a trust. There was a rest in His heart and His spirit. I desire this in a greater way. I mean, what point is there singing the song that we sing if we don't actually believe it? And this is one I know the Lord is longing. I mean, when He looks at you and me and He sees us struggling, don't we see His heart in the words of Jesus? Come to Me. Come. I understand where you're at. You don't have to carry that. You don't have to live that way. Come to Me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. That was the Father in Jesus talking. He's still speaking to every one of us. And I just pray that God will help us to get this. I feel like I've rambled in a way, but I believe the Lord is saying something to me. Is He saying something to you? The only thing I know to do going forward is to say, we've got to learn. We've got habits that need breaking. And I would say one of the first things we need to do is to bring the burden of this problem to Him. And say, Lord, I don't know how to fix me. I recognize I got a problem in this area, and I don't even know how. I see what I'm supposed to do. I can't even do it. And I don't even recognize when I need to do it. I am so bound to habits of mind and thought. Lord, I need You to set me free. I need You to help me in this. And then hand it over to Him and say, I'm believing You to work in me. I'm believing You to begin to speak to me when the need arises so that I don't have to carry the thing around for a few years before I do something about it. I can learn how to hand it off and learn how to hand it off and be like Paul, who learned how to be content. You know, one aspect of this, I can't remember all the details of Brother Thomas's messages, but I know this was a part of it. That when we live under the stress that he's describing here, it has physical consequences. An awful lot of the health needs of God's people come not from disease organisms, but they come from the mind and the heart and the emotions that we allow to operate in us. We are a complex being, physical and spiritual, but you can't live with anger, fear, stress without it affecting your health. There are a lot of things that we could overcome that God would help us with if we would get this, we would experience his peace. And there's only one way to do it is to let go. When your will is constantly wanting your way and pulling your direction and fussing at God for not doing it your way, is that what he's talking about here? No, that's just self-will. We need him. But I would say the first prayer we need to be praying is, Lord, help me with this. And in a sense, this imposes upon me something I ought to do, and I don't want to take that as another burden. This needs to be a burden that let me start with this one, Lord, and hand this off to you, because your promise is that you will work in me to will and to do. That goes back to chapter 2 of the same book, doesn't it? Think about how all this dovetails together. We work out, but God works in us to will and to do. There's that. I need both. I need him to inform me of choices that I need to make, but I need him to strengthen me to do it and even give me the will to do it. That's a pretty good burden to hand off to him, isn't it? Say, Lord, I know I need this and I haven't got what it takes, but I'm trusting you. And I'm going to go out of here confident of your love, confident that you're going to help me. Because that's what this is about. It's about your love and your mercy and your salvation. That's what I need. I tell you, we have an awesome God. But think about the peace of God, which transcends, goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's what God wants to experience in a greater way. Like I say, I have tasted it enough to know that it is real. And I want it. I want more. And I want it for you, and I believe that's why the Lord's brought this back to my mind. God wants it for you right now. The world is full of stuff that's going to dump its burden on you and bind you up, tear you down, make you sick, all these things, and God wants us to have a freedom.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.